You're listening to Run Hard, Mom Hard, presented by Treeline Journal and hosted by Nikki Parnell
and Steph Weniger. We're here looking at the ins and outs of what it takes to be a mother who runs ultra marathons.
We'll dive into the challenges mothers face while training and racing ultras as we share and hear stories of motherhood and life from the trails.
We hope to be a resource and encouragement to women who are balancing life with kids and all the miles. It's no easy task. We know what goes on behind the scenes while a mom prepares for a long run or race day. Sick kids, lack of sleep, low energy, minimal time, mom guilt, etc.
But women keep showing up again and again to run, take care of themselves, and show this sport new levels of strength and grit. We want to be here to celebrate and inspire each other to run hard, find our inner mom strength, and show our kids that so much is possible.
Welcome to another episode of Run Hard, Mom Hard. This week, it's just Nikki and I, and we are doing a life update slash follow-up to episode 19, where we had Molly Hanks, the head revangelist from Title IX, talk about how sports bras fit and basically everything to do with your sports bras.
Right. How to, get the right fit, the right support, reduce chafing. What to do in those funky periods like pregnancy and nursing when us moms don't stop running and we still need bras that support us. And, So Steph, what's going on with your life?
Well, it's been the same old with Aaron working 7 days a week and me taking care of the kids. It's been really fun doing podcast editing all day, except that I sit behind a computer all day and I don't move all day. And so I've been splitting up my runs again. So I'll take a break right before lunch and I'll run a couple miles and then I'll eat and then I'll get back to work. And then I run when the girls go to bed. So that's been kind of nice getting some miles in, even when Aaron's working so much. And it's kind of just me taking care of the kids.
Yeah, that's a creative way to do it, though. I mean, just so you can actually move a little bit throughout the day.
Yeah, I know. It's hard standing still. We bought a standing desk, and so I can move that up and down. So that's been really helpful because I stand most of the day.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's good. Well, how do you feel about a standing desk? I mean, I think, you know, it sounds like they're cool. I've never tried one. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'd get tired. Do you get tired standing up?
No, I, so at my, not my job at the school, but the job before that, they had like an ergonomic, is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Ergonomic person come in and we were able to get, desks that just sat on top of it and our computer sat on it and you just lifted it up. And I really, really loved that. And so when I went to my job at Newax, I bought one. With the school's credit card. And I mean, I stand constantly. I put my knee on the chair or even if I'm like kneeling on my chair, it's better me sitting.
And like slouching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I just have to have some variation because all I'm doing is sitting behind a computer screen. Sometimes I put a stool under there and I'll put one of my feet on it or, you know, it's not like I'm just like standing perfectly straight. But I love standing desks. I couldn't not have one. No.
Mm, that's cool.
Yeah.
Do you wear like certain shoes when you're standing or like, do you go barefoot or I don't know?
No, just barefoot. It's cold in my house right now. So I have socks on that my grandma made, but
that's awesome.
So yeah, we want to get a rug to put under here. Cause the chair that I have, I don't know if it's going to scratch my flooring. But it won't be like a squishy rug. It'll just be a normal rug. I guess I don't know. I don't get tired standing.
Yeah, that's cool.
I wish I had a treadmill or a treadmill desk. But yes. I found something that you can put. It's just like a board with bungee cords that you can put over the top of like where the arms are on my treadmill.
Uh-huh.
And then you put your laptop on there so you can walk. And go on your computer. And I want Aaron to build me that when
he can, when he has free time.
When he has free time.
That is So cool. That would be such a neat thing to have in your house. And then you could literally just walk and get all the miles. Yeah.
I know. Hey, it'd probably be a pretty slow walk, but
okay. Yeah. I mean, it's still time on your feet. Exactly. And that still helps our strength and endurance, right?
I know. Even just standing is really beneficial.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know, which it just sounds funny, but I'll say it anyway. I feel like standing is pretty hard. Like, it's funny for an ultra runner to say, but I don't know. I just was curious about how you're doing it because I feel like I would just get really tired standing all the time.
No, I love it. And this one's electronic, so I just push a button and it goes up, which is really nice.
Fancy.
And it actually wasn't too bad. It's from FlexiSpot, if anyone out there is looking for a standing desk.
Okay.
It wasn't too bad, and it's really nice. So
that's great.
Yeah.
That might help too for moms that these days are having to like work from home. You know, just, I don't know. It's easier for the kids to like find you and pile in on you when you're sitting somewhere, mm-hmm. like sitting on the couch. Like they always just go to you. But if you're on your standing desk, then they can't get into your stuff.
Oh yeah.
And also you can just kind of maybe hide more. If that makes sense.
Yeah. No, I leave my standing desk up when the kids are in the, cause it's just in my dining room area. Mm-hmm. And I just leave it up because I don't want them messing with my computer. Most of the time I still have like a podcast open that I'm editing and I don't want to get ruined.
So. Yeah. That is so cool.
Yeah.
That you're doing podcasting.
Yeah. There was one episode I edited for 12 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
She's never done that on this podcast.
No, I do not do that on this podcast. This is very real. We say a lot of ums and we forget things.
Yeah, but we, yeah, it's natural. Au naturel. Yeah.
No. So anyway.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I know. What's going on in your life?
Well, so as many of you know, we were in Idaho all summer at a cabin and we just moved back to Bend to our house. And, yeah, it was time. I mean, part of me wanted to stay longer at the cabin, to see like more fall colors and things. But it just was time. We got to the point where we were kind of waiting to leave. You know, and our renters left, our house in Bend. And so I started getting anxious, and kind of restless, feeling like we needed to get back. And I just knew we have so much to do to like settle back into our house. We had all of our, possessions locked away in our guest room. So luckily we don't have like a U-Haul or anything, to deal with, but,
that room is full of our crap
and it's just really overwhelming. I mean, you look at it and you have no idea where to start and you panic because there's just so much stuff and I don't want it to all come back in. I want to like minimize a little bit.
Home edit it.
Exactly. I need to edit the crap out of our crap.
Yeah, I know. I
need and to get more that. Storage containers and, you know. Yeah.
Except they're sold out everywhere.
Are they?
Yes.
Like, people just like that
buying
clear
it
stuff.
So I can buy it. What?
The clear containers.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody out there has watched that show. It's pretty fun. So that's basically, the home edit is kind of like my life right now a little bit, but I'm also so overwhelmed. It's like just doing little steps.
Yeah.
A couple things every day.
It's so hard to find motivation for that. Well,
yes, it is. It's hard to start and it's like a storm, it's going to get worse before it gets better,
but it's like anxiety.
Oh yeah, it is.
That room is anxiety.
Oh, it completely is. And it has been forever, but it's even more so now. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of what I'm dealing with. Also, I would like to, coming from the cabin, I don't know. I've had a really weird time coming back here to our neighborhood. I'll step out into the backyard and I'll be so overwhelmed with how loud it is around here. Like noise, like car noises. And we have kind of a, I mean, it's not super busy, but it's kind of busy road that goes nearby. It's not like in our backyard, but it's kind of almost. And there's just, and like loud neighbors. And I literally felt like we just moved to New York City. My senses are like overstimulated. It's the weirdest thing ever. I mean, it feels really good to be settling in. The house smells weird, so it doesn't smell normal. It doesn't feel normal yet. Yeah. But it is really nice to have a fenced in backyard again.
Oh, that is
so, so nice.
How are the kids doing back?
Oh, they're good. They've been very entertained because it's basically feels like Christmas because they just find a new toy to play with. And that'll entertain them for so long, or they'll go out in the backyard and dig in the sandbox or, and so that's really nice. And we just got, we went to my parents' house, yesterday, I think. And we got, my kids' bikes.
Oh,
and
good.
So, cause they were really into biking because we couldn't fit them to take them to Idaho. So, Dash was really excited to bike and we went on a bike ride. And so they're happy. Dash was really ready to come home. And he actually had, there was a night like 2 weeks ago where he was really homesick and was crying about how he just really wanted to go home and see his bike and
Goodness.
So yeah, I think we're doing well, but that's just the busyness that we're in.
I know. I couldn't imagine. Like, it's enough chaos coming back from vacation. Like when we were up north coming back and doing all of that laundry and, but we also weren't away for months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 3 months. We were out of this house. So
that's crazy.
Yeah.
What was the time difference between when the renters moved out and you moved in?
It ended up being about 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
I think. Yeah. Like they left a little early. They weren't going to be out until like October 3rd, but then they left early because they had to go on another trip or something.
I
don't know the specifics, but there was still like 2 weeks, and that's why I was so kind of surprised that our house smelled so funny. I mean, it was taken care of, which is I'm so thankful for.
Yes.
It seems like it's in great shape. And they actually left some stuff behind that is useful, like some cleaning stuff and like a paper towel rack, which we've never had, which is kind of funny. So it's kind of funny. But anyway.
That is funny.
I know.
Oh, man. I'm glad that you're home and everything went well and the renters were good. But.
Yeah.
I'm yawning right now.
I know. I'm yawning. I'm sorry. I'm tired. I knew. I know. It was nice though. It's like I got a run in on Pilot Butte, which is like our local hill. And that was really fun. And I have some friends to see and, it'll just feel more normal and good as it continues, I'm sure. So.
For sure.
Yes. Yeah.
So before we get into the bras, I just want to let everyone know that if there are topics that you want us to talk about, or if there are people you want us to talk with, any questions you have, please email us, or you can email us at runhardmomhard@gmail.com. There's also the Anchor link in the show notes below that you can leave us a voicemail. We don't have to play it on the podcast if you don't want to, but we can as well. We really want to put out content that you guys want to listen to. And we love hearing from the people that are listening to us because this has been such a fun journey and you guys make it real.
So yep.
It's reach so out true. To us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I echo what Steph said. Cause it's really fun to just hear when things like resonate with people. And we've met so many cool people, but there's so many more people out there. This episode is brought to you by Exoskin. They are a running apparel company, 100% made within the USA, mm-hmm. which is very cool. They use rapid dry copper technology, which provides protection against chafing, blisters, hot spots, and odor.
And the copper is the part that actually kills the odor-causing bacteria. And it's also clinically proven to be beneficial for skin health and wellness. Every product comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So you can run in it as many times as you want in those 30 days. And if you don't love it, then return it. No questions asked, and they'll give you a full refund. Mm-hmm. And they're being super, not efficient. They're being
sustainable.
Sustainable. Thank you. Because all products come in a Loc-Sac double seal bag so that the packaging that the product comes in can be reused to protect your food or other things, other valuables, which is pretty cool that you can reuse their packaging.
It is. It's very efficient and very smart.
Yes.
So head over to exoskin.us, shop around, use code TREELINE, TREELINE, for 20% off at checkout.
And by supporting Exoskin, who supports us, you're also supporting Run Hard, Mom Hard, and we appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And now on to the sports bras.
Yes.
We are finally talking about, we're so excited to do a little quick update on the sports bras that Title IX gave to us to try out. So my first sports bra is called the Anita AC sports bra. And I believe that Nikki got one of those as well.
I did.
Okay. So on their website, it says best for C to D cups, wireless built-in contour cups, adjustable straps, adjustable back closure, and for the barbell rating, which is like the impact testing, it's a 4. So it's actually for really, it's got great support for high impact mm-hmm. activities.
Mm-hmm.
What
were your thoughts on it?
I loved it. I think it kind of makes me feel sexy because it's like, so it doesn't give you like the uniboob like some sports bras do. It's very divided and there's mesh. And then down the middle of the sports bra, there's a padding to help with like sweat wicking. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you can see the sides of your boobs on the other side of the padding. Like it's just basically down the middle. So, and mine is hot pink. It just, I don't normally go for like a ton of colors. I'm just like very neutral color wise. And mm-hmm. so when I get something like this and it's hot pink, I'm like, ooh, I could just wear this like out and people would, I mean, I don't know. It'd be kind of nice. And there's enough padding that I don't feel like I'm nipping out. So I love that the bras, the straps, and the closures are adjustable. Mm-hmm. And they also have like a vent right underneath your boob.
Mm-hmm.
It's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very breathable.
Yeah, they call it the AC sports bra because it is technically like an AC unit like you'd have in your car. It's supposed to cool you down on those super hot days, mm-hmm. not add to the heat that sports bras can add. Mm-hmm. to you by just making you hot and sweating just even more. It is nice that there is so much mesh all over.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very similar to you. It's very comfortable and it's really not the typical bra that I would go for.
Oh yeah.
I usually am more of like, I like the bras that just seem kind of more minimal, pull over, push down, lock and load, no bounce, that kind of stuff. And I think, you know, honestly, I think why I feel that why I've always been drawn to that is when you like get into a sport like ultra running, and let's say most of the people you're looking at is like the elites. And most of them are, you know, very fit, small chested, mm-hmm. wears like minimal clothing in general. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I think I always kind of thought, well, if you're going to be an ultra runner, like that's what you have to wear and do. And I'm like, that is so crap. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's not it at all. And I do love like this movement that we're seeing where, you know, any runner that runs has a runner's body, period. Yes. End of story. Yeah. Like, and it's so good. And whatever you need to wear to like support you in doing these great adventures and stuff, that is so good. And, that is, anyway, that's kind of like a tangent, but, my point is that I've never really had bras that have like, adjustable things or padding.
Oh, really?
Or yeah, no, not since Title IX sent us these. Mm-hmm. And, yeah. And so but they're actually very comfortable.
Yeah. I guess so before this, we had talked about in the podcast, if you haven't listened to that yet, that my sports bras are from when I was in high school and they are just like the pullover ones. They didn't have any adjustable ones, but I did buy some that I didn't love. I don't remember where they were from, that were adjustable and I just didn't like them, but I like that this is adjustable. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I don't know. I was running on my treadmill, and normally when I run on my treadmill, I just wear shorts and a sports bra and my shoes. And Aaron got home while I was running and he's like, "Ooh, that's a nice bra." And I'm like, "Well, thanks." The first time I had it on, I'm like, "Oh, you never say that about any of my other sports bras." And kind of right. just made me feel good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very true. It's like the contour pads within it, it creates a lot of like, there is separation.
Yeah.
Between your breasts. So, yes. And without underwire, it's not underwire, but, so you're very shapely, but that doesn't mean what I always thought it would mean, which would be like, I thought if you had compression, then you wouldn't bounce. But really, it's like, this is support. And it's not compressed, but you also aren't bouncing.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. So yeah, it's actually very cool. And I love
it. Me too.
Okay. So, the next bra that I will talk about is the Three Reasons Sports Bra by Brooks. It is one that Molly recommended to us for, nursing because it actually has adjustable, straps in the front. So that you can kind of, you can take the strap apart so that you can pull it down so you can nurse your baby.
Nice.
Yeah. And so it is a wireless, bra. It adjusts, in the back as well as in the front straps. So it's like hook and eye in the back. And it's been with Title IX since 2005, which means that it's loved enough to stick around.
Yeah.
So I think that says a lot. My thoughts on it were that it is very comfortable. It does not squish the ladies. It's supportive, but not compressive. Mm-hmm. I do think that it runs small. So, you know, full disclosure, I'm usually a 32B. Molly sent a 32C and it fits great. There is definitely no wiggle room. Like, if I were, to be pregnant or nursing, like if that's why I was buying this bra, I would definitely want this one. I just would size up. Molly said people usually size up one band size. So like go to like a 34 and then 1 to 2 cup sizes. And so I just would be just wary about that. Yeah. For people buying it, it is really nice though. I really love it.
Good. And if you do buy from Title IX, I think you have a year to return it.
Yes. Yep.
So that's really nice. So at least if you try it on and you're like, okay, this is just not working, you can return it.
Mm-hmm. And they really honestly like have such a huge selection.
Oh yeah. We're just,
I'm so impressed.
Oh yeah. And we're just going through a few that were sent to us.
Just a couple that we tried that maybe. Yeah. And just in hopes that maybe you'd find something or hear something that might work for you. You know, it's just, it's hard to like find it's hard to find the right sports bra.
It is so hard to find. I know. Okay. So the next one I'm going to talk about is called the Run It All Cross Back Sports Bra, and it's by Brooks as well. So this is, it says it's an industry refining moving experience, industry refining moving comfort. It delivers all day wearability without sacrificing support. It has super wicking fabric, bonded, distracted free seams. So there's barely any seams. There's some right on under the bust and then where like the front bra part meets the cross back part, but that's basically it. It's so seamless and I love this fabric. It's kind of elasticy, but it's firm where it's going to support you, but it's not too firm that it doesn't give any. And so this is the one that I wore for my 50K. And I love that it has padding in the front of the bra, which is really nice because I don't like showing anything. But they say that the cups like form to you as you're running, as you like warm it up. It kind of reminds me of like memory foam, kind of just like squishes in on there. It's so, so comfortable.
Huh.
It has really thick straps that go over the shoulders. And I like that because I feel more supportive. When it's just like a skinny band, I feel like it's not supporting me nearly as it should.
Right.
And so it's not adjustable because it doesn't have the clasp in the back and it doesn't have adjustable straps. But the cross back in the back, it has like where the shoulders come in, it crosses behind your back, is super nice. And it goes up a little bit on me. And I like that my pack and my sports bra don't hit at the exact same spot.
Oh.
Because normally it does.
Hmm.
So it's okay. Less chafe. I didn't chafe at all during my 50K with this bra.
Okay. Oh, nice. Good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. It's super nice. And it has like air holes in between the ladies and then all across the back. So okay. It's pretty breathable. Sorry. That's that was awesome. A tangent.
Yeah.
It's super comfy.
Yeah. If you wore it on your 50K, that's great. That's really good.
Yeah.
Good to know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really like a stylish, pretty bra too. Yeah. And then also just for everybody, we will be linking to each individual bra that we're talking about.
Yes, in the show notes.
So that you can see what we're actually blabbing about.
I know. Blah, blah, blah. Just kidding.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Seriously. So I will talk about one that I've tried. It's very similar to what Steph was just talking about. It's the Run It All Strappy Sports Bra by Brooks. And so it's basically very similar, I think, to Steph's, but the back is very different. It's like minimal back coverage for more breathability. And it's the same like wicking fabric, bonded, seamless. It's a pullover. It's best for A and B cups. So and has light padding. It's wireless. It's really cute. That it's very sleek. Like I do really love that fabric and how it is seamless. I do notice that, I've read in reviews, like when I was kind of researching this bra, that I think the fit is really key with this bra. If it's slightly small, you're going to get a little bit of kind of a wave under your bra, like on the band, under the boobs.
It'll go up and like between your boobs?
A little bit. Yeah. Okay. Kind of like a little wave there. And so that's just something to like watch out for, but it's like, it's such soft fabric that I don't foresee that like being a problem, especially if it fits like properly, then, it's not going to be chafing. So it's just not like the usual racer back. In the back, which felt like a little odd at first, but it's really cool. And, you know, anything to help me sweat less, is great. So
sweat so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a good one.
Good. So then my third and final bra that I'm talking about is, again, a Run It All bra, but this is the Run It All Adjustable Sports Bra by Brooks. So it is the exact same fabric. It's the exact same thing like Nikki's. and the cross back, except that this one has adjustable straps and a back. Mm. It has the holes in the front, the seamless bonded seams. It actually has four rows of the
hook eye. Hook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the back, so it's super adjustable. This is probably my favorite out of all the ones that they've sent me is this sports bra. I like that it's adjustable. It's so comfy. This fabric, I don't think I'll go back to another fabric because it's just,
why?
It's so comfortable.
Yeah.
I know. I love it. So.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say about that one. It's my favorite. I love it.
Steph's favorite. Okay. Mm-hmm. We'll note that in the show notes.
Yeah.
And so, okay. My favorite is the Boobia. By Handful, which is a Portland company, and owned. And so I think that's also pretty cool. Me being from Oregon. So it is very flattering. It's strappy, like a crossover in the back, with a couple different straps. So it reminds me a lot of like a Lululemon sports bra, that type thing. It's clean, soft, smooth fabric. It's pullover with removable cups or like padding cups.
Okay.
Which I tend to take out just, you know me with my history of thinking that I had to wear sports bras that had no padding. anyway. And season D cups can be comfortable in this bra, and it's still really supportive. It feels so good. It feels strong. I feel strong.
It's supportive.
Very supportive. There's no bouncing. It just feels very fluid. The band is a little longer under, the boobs. So it's just kind of cute and comfortable. It does go by small, medium, and large, which Molly in episode 19 had talked a little bit about. Really want a bra that goes by cups and band, but they have like on Title IX, they have like the small is, bra size, band size like 32 to 34 or, that kind of stuff. So they have, they have a way to like help you figure out like the best size for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so this is just kind of like my typical go-to kind of bra and I really love it. I think that's pretty much all I have to say about it. It's just it's snug and supportive but not too much.
That was a lot of good content in just a really short amount of time. And we hope that you, got some good ideas on sports bras. And if you didn't listen to the episode with Molly, you probably should. And you can learn how to actually size yourself. They have a calculator on Title IX. We really appreciate them sending these bras to us and Molly for talking to us.
Yeah.
And it's just been really fun trying out different sports bras that I didn't even know existed.
Totally. And you can kind of change your life with a good sports bra. If it gives you the support you need to keep doing all this, crazy stuff that we do, then it's really good. So that's all we have for today. And if you guys enjoyed this content, or if you enjoy our typical conversations, you can go ahead and subscribe to this podcast. Rate and review. It really helps us. And you can share it with your mom tribe. And as also, you can subscribe to Treeline Journal's newsletter, which comes out once a week to your email. And it just gives you the latest articles and podcasts so that you don't miss anything.
And if you want to email us, you can email us at runhardmomhard@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Any questions or comments or people to talk with, or you can leave us a voice message in the show notes below. It's the Anchor link and we would love to hear from you.
Yes.
Go run hard, mom hard.
Woo!
In great sports bras.
Yes.
We're not doing one today. We've already been talking for half an hour, so.
What's going on with your life? Your circle overlap.
It looks like it's snowing, to be honest. It's not actually snowing.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I don't really know where I was.
I don't know where you left
it. Making it an explicit version. No. Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. Weird. Yeah, that was like African animals. Oh, wait. What was I going to say? Shoot, I lost it.
The normal thing.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I'm like all over the place. If you could email me the notes.
Yeah.
ASAP.
Okay, I'll do it now.